Okay, so you want to know more about the life of Jesus, but not just the usual stories, right? You're looking for something deeper, something that gets into who the people around him were, and maybe was there even life for Jesus after the crucifixion?
Oh, yeah, those are some big questions.
They are, but get this. Today we're going to dive into this book by Clive Segner. He claims to have had actual conversations with Jesus.
Wow, hold on. How's that even possible?
Okay, so he uses this thing called instrumental transcommunication.
Instrumental what?
Transcommunication. It's basically like imagine a phone line to the other side.
So, like, he's talking to ghosts.
Well, he says he talked to Mary Magdalene, Jesus's mother Mary, even his uncle Joseph.
Really? What about Jesus himself?
Oh yeah, Jesus, his niece Naomi, and
Yep.
even this guy Siddi, who was like Jesus's teacher back in the Essene community.
Okay, so this ITC thing is like a direct line to history.
That's what he claims. He compares it to those old party line phones, you know, back in the 30s. Like, remember those? You had to go through an operator to connect with anyone specific.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
So Segner's basically saying his spirit guides are like those operators, patching him through to these people from the past.
That's the idea. Pretty wild, huh?
Definitely. It's a bold claim. But you know what's interesting? This kind of overlaps with some of Dolores Cannon's research. Are you familiar with her work?
Oh, yeah, the past life regression stuff, right?
Exactly. She wrote a couple of books about people who, under hypnosis, recalled knowing Jesus in past lives.
Yeah, and Segner claims he's actually spoken to some of those same people through ITC.
Now that's fascinating. So let's dive into Segner's version of Jesus's life. Where does he begin?
Well, he starts with Jesus as a kid. He says Jesus's mom, Mary, took him to live with the Essenes when he was little.
The Essenes. That was like a Jewish sect, right?
Yeah, they were known for their spiritual practices and communal living. Think ancient commune.
So Jesus grew up in this community, learned from them.
That's what the book says. That's where he met this Essene teacher, Sudi.
Interesting. Segner's really painting a different picture of Jesus' upbringing.
Right. It wasn't just about scripture and religious doctrine. He was exposed to a whole different way of life. And then there's Jesus's uncle Joseph, a world traveler, a trader.
So he was exposed to different cultures too.
Yeah. Segner says Joseph took Jesus on some of his travels, exposed him to all sorts of different beliefs and ideas.
Wow. Makes you wonder how all those experiences might have shaped his worldview.
It makes total sense, right? It wasn't just about religious teachings. He was seeing the world, learning about different cultures, might have even shaped his perspective on things.
Definitely adds another layer to understanding his background.
Absolutely. But here's where it gets even more interesting. We meet this character, Naomi.
Naomi. Who's that?
She was Jesus's niece. And according to Segner, she was a devoted follower of Jesus right from when she was little.
Wow, a little girl following Jesus around. Must have been unusual back then.
Right. Segner even suggests she might have disguised herself as a boy just to travel with him and learn.
Wow, talk about dedicated. That says a lot about how women were treated back then.
It really does. Makes you wonder what she saw, what she learned. Segner even says she helped Jesus with healings.
Really? A young girl assisting with healings. What did she do?
Well, it's through her experiences that we get this fascinating detail about the heart chakra.
You mean that energy center?
Exactly. Naomi described feeling this energy flowing from her hands while she was helping with the healings.
Interesting. You know, even today, a lot of energy healers talk about feeling the same thing, that energy flow through their hands.
Isn't that wild? It's like ancient wisdom meeting modern practice. And get this, Naomi also said she saw light surrounding Jesus during those healings.
More evidence of this energy flow.
Right. It makes you think. Maybe this power of belief, this energy, it's something we all have. We've just lost touch with it somehow.
You know, maybe you're right. Our modern lives are so busy, so disconnected from nature, we've lost that connection.
It's something to think about for sure. But let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about the crucifixion.
Yeah, that's the event that defines Christianity. What does Segner say about that?
Okay, are you ready for this? He claims it was a self-controlled near-death experience.
What? You mean Jesus didn't actually die?
That's what Segner says. He claims Jesus chose to return to his body. And get this, he says God was okay with it.
Hold on, that's going against pretty much every interpretation of the crucifixion out there. So he's saying it was a conscious choice, not something forced upon him.
Exactly. It challenges the whole idea of sacrifice and redemption.
It's a radical reinterpretation. It makes you wonder what the implications are for our understanding of life, death, even consciousness itself.
It's a lot to unpack, for sure. But there's more. Remember Mary Magdalene?
Yeah, the devoted follower who witnessed the crucifixion.
Well, Signer says she was the first one to see Jesus after he came back, helped him move the stone from the tomb.
Really? So she was more than just a witness.
Much more. Signer says she was crucial to his recovery, helped him get back on his feet, even brought him to the Essene community in Egypt to hide and recover.
Wow. That paints a totally different picture of her. Not just a grieving follower, but an active participant in his survival.
Right. And get ready for this. Signer even claims they were married, had kids.
Whoa. Now that's a controversial claim.
I know, right? It's been debated for centuries. But Signer insists they wanted a normal life, a family. After all they'd been through, who could blame them?
Yeah. Makes you think about the human side of these figures. They weren't just spiritual beings. They had desires, needs, just like everyone else.
Absolutely. And speaking of desires, Signer doesn't hold back on challenging some core Christian doctrines. He claims Jesus himself refuted the idea of being the only path to salvation.
Whoa, wait. He's saying Jesus didn't see himself as the only way.
That's what the book claims. Signer says Jesus believed every single person has the potential for spiritual enlightenment, that connection with the divine. He was just a guide, a teacher, not the only way to get there.
Okay. That's a powerful message. It puts the power back in our own hands.
Exactly. It's about personal empowerment. And this idea goes even further. Signer claims miracles weren't unique to Jesus. He says we all have that potential.
You mean like healing abilities, telepathy, that kind of stuff?
He doesn't get into specifics, but he suggests those abilities are more likely to show up in people who live close to nature, away from all the distractions of the modern world.
Interesting. Makes sense, in a way. We're so bombarded with information technology. Maybe we're blocking those abilities without realizing it.
Right. It makes you wonder what we're capable of if we could just tap into that deeper potential. And there's more. Remember original sin.
Yeah. That whole idea that we're born bad, stained by Adam and Eve's actions.
Well, Signer says Jesus completely rejected that idea. He claimed we're born pure, connected to this universal energy, this vibration. It's our choices, our actions that lead us away from that pure state.
Wow. That flips the script, doesn't it? Instead of being born flawed, we're born perfect and then mess it up.
Exactly. It's a completely different way of looking at things. It shifts the focus from judgment to potential.
I like that. It's more hopeful, more empowering. What about the second coming? Does Signer touch on that?
He does. You're not going to believe this. He says Jesus actually refuted the idea of returning to raise the dead. He claimed his true mission was about sparking a spiritual resurrection within each of us.
Ah, so it's not about a physical return, but an internal transformation.
Precisely. It's about waking up to that divine spark within each of us. That's the real resurrection. And here's the kicker. Signer says the Bible, as we know it, isn't completely accurate.
Wait, he's questioning the Bible.
Oh, yeah. He flat out states it's not a perfect record of Jesus's life and teachings.
Wow. That's going to ruffle some feathers.
I know. He even suggests some of the stories were changed after Jesus's death, maybe to fit the Roman agenda, maybe to hide some of his more radical teachings.
That's a bold claim. Makes you wonder about the history of the Bible. What was changed? What was left out?
It really does. I know this might be unsettling for some, especially those who view the Bible as the literal word of God. But remember, we're here to explore all sides, to encourage critical thinking.
Absolutely. It's not about dismissing one belief system for another. It's about expanding our understanding, looking at things from different angles.
Right. And amidst all the controversial stuff, Signer does paint a very human picture of Jesus after the crucifixion. He claims that after fleeing to Egypt, Jesus and Mary Magdalene settled down, had kids, lived a normal life.
So they were just trying to live a quiet life, away from all the chaos.
That's what he says. Makes you think. Even someone like Jesus, after all he went through, just wanted a normal life, a family.
Yeah. It humanizes him, you know? Reminds us that even spiritual leaders have basic human desires.
Exactly. It's about that balance, that connection between the spiritual and the human. But I'm sure you're wondering, how do we know any of this is true? It's all based on conversations with spirits.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? We're relying on this ITC method, which is, let's face it, pretty hard to prove.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between healthy skepticism and open-mindedness. What resonates with you? What feels right in your gut?
I think that's the key. We each have to decide what we believe based on our own experiences and intuition.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, even if we set aside the whole quotient of whether Singer's claims are literally true, there's still a lot of wisdom in his interpretation of Jesus's teachings.
Yeah, that's true. Love, compassion, forgiveness. These are universal themes that go beyond any specific religion.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that spark of goodness within each of us, that connection to something bigger than ourselves. And that brings us to my final thought before we wrap up this part of our dive.
Okay, lay it on me.
We've been talking about some pretty wild stuff, right? Jesus surviving the crucifixion, having family, communicating with other beings on other planets.
It's definitely mind-expanding stuff.
It is. And it makes me wonder, what if our reality is way more expansive than we think? What if there's so much more out there than we can even imagine?
It's a humbling thought, right? It makes our problems seem so small.
It does. It's like looking up at the night sky and realizing how tiny we are in this vast universe.
Right.
And yet we're all connected somehow. It's a beautiful and terrifying thought all at the same time.
It is. And it makes you wonder about our own potential as humans. Maybe we're capable of so much more than we realize.
Exactly. And that's something to ponder as we continue this journey of exploration. So many questions, so much to discover. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me, and I hope it sparked something in you too, that desire to learn more, to question more, to connect more deeply with yourself and the world around you.
Well said. It's been a wild ride so far, and I can't wait to see where we go next.
Me too. So many more layers to peel back, so many more fascinating ideas to explore.
That's the beauty of a deep dive, isn't it? You never know what you're going to find.
Exactly. It's all about the journey, the exploration. And who knows, maybe we'll even stumble upon some answers along the way.
Or even more questions.
That's probably more likely. But hey, that's what keeps things interesting, right?
Absolutely. Keeps us on our toes, keeps us thinking, keeps us searching.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But for now, let's take a break. We'll be back soon to continue this fascinating exploration of the life of Jesus and the many mysteries that surround him.
Can't wait. You know, thinking back to what we were discussing before the break.
Yeah.
That whole thing with Naomi feeling energy coming from her hands during the healings. It reminds me of something I actually experienced recently.
Really? Do tell. I always love hearing about personal experiences. Makes it all so much more real.
Well, I was at this meditation retreat a few weeks ago, and we were doing this exercise where we focused on sending healing energy to someone. And as I was doing it, I swear, I felt this tingling warmth radiating from my palms. It wasn't like super intense or anything, but I definitely felt something.
Wow, that's incredible. It does make you wonder if we all have that potential within us, but we just don't know how to tap into it.
Right. Maybe those ancient practices like the ones the Essenes might have used hold the key. But getting back to Signer's book, we were talking about his claim that Jesus denied being the only path to salvation.
Yeah, Signer says Jesus believed everyone has the potential to connect with the divine, but he was more of a guide than the only way to get there. It's a pretty radical departure from traditional Christian doctrine, which puts Jesus in this very unique and exclusive position.
And that theme seems to run throughout the whole book. It's like he's challenging this hierarchical structure where we need an intermediary to reach a higher power. He's presenting a more egalitarian view of spirituality.
Makes sense. Like, we all have the power within ourselves.
Exactly. And it connects to that claim about miracles not being unique to Jesus, but a potential within all of us.
Right. Signer says those abilities, like healing, are more likely to show up in people who live closer to nature, away from the hustle and bustle of modern life.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Totally. Like, we've built this wall between us and the natural world, the source of that energy. But okay, let's move on to another one of Signer's more challenging claims. The whole thing about original sin.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. The idea that we're inherently bad from birth because of Adam and Eve's actions.
And Signer claims Jesus completely rejected that. He said we're born pure, connected to this universal energy, this vibration. It's our choices, our actions that take us away from that pure state.
So instead of focusing on our flaws, we should focus on reconnecting with that original purity.
That's the idea. It's a total shift in perspective from judgment to potential. And it ties in with what he says about the second coming, too.
Oh, right. What about that? What does he say?
Well, according to Signer, Jesus said it wasn't about a literal return to raise the dead. He said his real mission was to awaken a spiritual resurrection within each of us.
Interesting. So it's not about a physical event, but an internal transformation.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that divine spark within ourselves and letting it guide us. Yeah. And then there's the whole thing about the Bible.
Yeah. Signer's claim that the Bible as we know it isn't entirely accurate. That's a pretty bold statement.
It is. He even suggests some of the stories were altered after Jesus died, maybe to fit a political agenda or to hide some of his more radical teachings.
Wow, that's going to be controversial for a lot of people,
Yeah.
especially those who see the Bible as the literal word of God.
I know. But remember, we're just presenting the information here, encouraging people to think critically and come to their own conclusions.
Exactly. It's all about expanding our understanding, not about telling people what to believe. And, even with all the controversial claims, Signer does paint a very human picture of Jesus after the crucifixion.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing about him and Mary Magdalene settling down, having kids, living a normal life.
That's kind of sweet, in a way. Just trying to live a quiet life after all that chaos.
It is. Makes you think about the human side of these figures. Even someone like Jesus wanted a family, a sense of normalcy.
Definitely makes them more relatable. But I can't help but wonder, how can we know if any of this is true?
That's the million-dollar question, right? It all comes down to this ITC method, which is, well, pretty hard to prove.
It is. And we have to be careful about taking things at face value.
Absolutely. Healthy skepticism is important, but at the same time, I think it's good to keep an open mind. What resonates with you? What feels true in your gut?
I think that's the best approach. Trust your own intuition, your own inner wisdom.
I agree. And even if we put aside the question of whether Signer's claims are literally true, there's still a lot of wisdom in his interpretation of Jesus's teachings.
Yeah, that's a good point. Love, compassion, forgiveness. These are universal values that speak to everyone.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that connection we all share, that divine spark within each of us. And that brings me to my final thought for this part of our dive. We've been talking about some pretty mind-blowing stuff, haven't we?
We have multiverse, alternate realities, time travel. It's enough to make your head spin.
And it makes you wonder, right? What if our reality is far more expansive than we can even imagine?
What if there's so much more out there, just waiting to be discovered?
What if our potential as humans is far greater than we've been led to believe?
These are big questions, and I don't know if we'll ever have all the answers, but I think it's important to keep asking them.
Absolutely. It's the questions that keep us searching, keep us growing. This deep dive has been a real mind opener for me, and I hope it's had a similar effect on you. It's all about expanding our awareness, challenging our assumptions, and embracing the mystery of it all.
I couldn't agree more. And the journey continues. There's always more to explore, more to discover.
That's the beauty of it, right? There's always something new to learn, always another layer to peel back. Welcome back. It's been quite a journey so far, exploring the life of Jesus through the lens of Clive Signer's book. We've covered his upbringing, the controversial claim that he survived the crucifixion, those unconventional teachings, even his possible family life with Mary Magdalene.
And don't forget about the mind-blowing concepts like bilocation. The idea that he might still be out there, working on other planets, even connecting with other beings. It's a lot to digest, for sure. Makes you think about the nature of reality, our place in the universe.
It really does. I know I've had to re-examine some of my own beliefs along the way. Signer's interpretation is definitely a departure from the traditional stories I grew up with.
That's the beauty of exploring alternative perspectives, isn't it? It shakes things up, makes you question what you thought you knew. Even if you don't agree with everything, it can still spark some pretty profound insights.
Absolutely. It's like hitting the reset button on your worldview. But I have to be honest, there's one thing that keeps nagging at me. It's the whole ITC thing. Instrumental transcommunication. It's not exactly a scientifically accepted method, and I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering about its reliability.
Oh, yeah, that's a valid concern. We're talking about communication with spirits here, which by its very nature is hard to prove. There's no scientific instrument that can measure a spirit, We're relying on subjective experiences, interpretations.
So, how do we approach this with a critical mind without just dismissing it outright? It's like finding that sweet spot between open-mindedness and healthy skepticism.
I think it comes down to finding that balance. We can acknowledge the limitations of the method while still being open to the possibility that there might be more to reality than we currently understand.
Maybe it's about personal resonance. Does the information feel true to you? Does it align with your own experiences, your intuition?
Exactly. Trust your gut. Does it challenge you to think differently, see the world in a new light?
That's a great way to put it. And even if we set aside the question of whether Signer's claims are literally true, there's still a lot we can learn from his interpretation of Jesus's teachings.
Absolutely. Love, compassion, forgiveness, those are universal values that resonate with people from all walks of life.
Exactly. It goes beyond any specific religion or belief system. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, that connection to something larger than ourselves. And that brings me to my final thought for today.
Okay, I'm all ears.
We've explored some pretty mind-blowing possibilities in this deep dive, right? The idea that Jesus might have survived, had a family, that he might even be out there somewhere in the cosmos, still working to spread his message.
It's definitely challenged our conventional understanding of things.
It has. And it makes you wonder, what if our perception of reality is far more limited than we realize? What if the universe is teeming with life and consciousness, connected in ways we can barely comprehend?
It's a humbling and exciting thought, isn't it?
It is. And it raises even more questions about our own potential as humans. What if we're capable of so much more than we've been led to believe? What if we have the power to heal, to connect with higher dimensions, to contribute to the evolution of consciousness itself?
Those are questions worth pondering for sure.
They are, and I believe it's in the asking, in the exploring, that we truly grow and expand our awareness. This deep dive has been a personal journey of discovery for me, and I hope it sparks something in you too, a curiosity to learn more, to question more, to connect more deeply with yourself and the world around you.
Beautifully said. And remember, the journey doesn't end here. This is just the beginning. Keep seeking, keep questioning, keep that spark of curiosity alive.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll be back soon to explore another fascinating topic and dive deep into the unknown. Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those minds wide open.